Yeah, like, that's like without question.
Like Sharia, like get stoned to death if you're gay. Get thrown off the rooftop.
Well, what we should do is that's expensive, right? Like what we should do is essentially.
Okay, well, how do you define homosexuality? That's the first question.
I don't like that you asked me that.
I think that there's going to be some people. If you can control your fucking homosexuality and have a child and like not like do anything gay, like listen, like you know what I mean.
That, no, I'm talking about traps.
Like, don't ever speak about it. You know what I mean? But like,
no.
As soon as you try to fucking like, because we can't read their minds, so we're gonna have to fucking take that stance. And what? And we're gonna, as soon as you fucking try to, or like, you know, basically put that out there in the public that you, you know, are thinking about it or, you know, whatever, you get sent to a fucking gay island and, you know,
bro,
you
are the gulags really that bad of an idea?
For gays? Well, it's bad propaganda, you know.
No, it's not if you run the nation.
Well, you know.
Not if you're Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, shout out to him.
But bro, like that's that thing I shared the other day. It was like, you know, the retarded text where it's like uppercase and lowercase, like that SpongeBob meme.
Yeah.
Where it's like being like super sarcastic. It was like, yeah, the Muslims are so bad because they kill gays and they make their women not be sluts.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it's not
like white Sharia is really not that bad.
Like, Islam not, like, can save the West. No, I'm kidding. That's messed up.
Well, yeah, if you take it like in a non-fucking religious form, yeah, white Sharia is definitely a thing.
When I say that, I mean, like, if you think about it, if you jumped back to, like, the 19th century, like, that wasn't white Sharia, but, like, people just had traditional values and traditional roles. So
it was just regular life.
Women weren't sluts, dressed conservatively, like...
It was coverture.
Yeah,
that's where I counter-signal white Sharia, because you don't need white Sharia to have that. We had it in the past.
Yeah, well, like, are you talking about, like... What years are you specifically talking about? Like, what generations?
Hypothetically, like, pre, 1930.
Okay, well, those motherfuckers fucking parented the fucking boomers. And so somewhere in that fucking...
We talked earlier, there were some okay boomers, and they didn't act worthless, so...
Well, yeah, but, like, they were the parents to the fucking, like, what was it, 60s kids? 60s, 50s? And
okay,
so,
in
the 19th century, what about 19th century, 1800s?
Yeah, like women are property, you know. Like,
let's say, like, up until like 1910, 1890, somewhere in there, up until there.
Yeah, well, that's very fair. I think that's a good cutoff date.
Like, women wore like long dresses and had their hair. Dude, I would even say, dude, like straight up, like Nazi Germany, like, look how women were represented there, dude. Like, mothers got like medals from the government, like, highly sought after, like. Rewards, like honors for birthing large families and taking care of
them. Oh, dude, they literally loaned you money to have kids.
Dressed traditionally, they had traditional values. It was in the 30s and 40s.
No, dude, they gave you a loan, and every kid you had was 25% forgiven.
Yeah, but you also,
so if you had four kids, 100% of your loan was a grant.
Didn't fucking... Sorry.
I was just going to say, you also got, like, literally they had, I think it was mothers who gave birth to either five or six or more children, got, like, a medal.
Right, yeah, you get the fucking Iron Cross for that, yeah.
Didn't Gaddafi do something similar to that? Where he was, like, giving people, like, cars and, like, money to have children and, like, I forgot what he was doing. Fucking trad. Gaddafi was right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Gaddafi was...
Gaddafi did nothing wrong.
We should have never killed him.
Dude, we didn't kill him.
Yes, we did.
Well, we didn't.
We set him up to be killed.
Someone, yeah. whoever paid those South African mercenaries to let their guard down.
Yeah.
Went through that whole thing. Did you see the thing about how Gaddafi had like really hot like virgin bodyguards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking based.
Yeah, dude.
Well, he even had some quote, and I'd have to look it up to see if it was real or not, but basically saying that if he was ever taken out of power, that basically...
Oh, yeah, he went to speech. You can look it up.
It was him standing between, like, fucking the hordes of, like, Africa and the Middle East.
Yeah,
just
Google fucking Gaddafi UN speech, and it's fucking... It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gave us the warning. And we were like, oh, that's all we have to do.
And
to,
the kikes were like, watch it.
I hate Jews so much.
Yeah, but bro, have you seen Black Panther?
You need to like make a White Panther.
The White Stallion.